Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Merry Christmas to you all. A minister waited in line to have his car filled with gas just before a long holiday weekend. The attendant worked quickly, but there were many cars ahead of the minister in front of the service station. Finally, the attendant motioned him towards the pump. "Reverend," said the young attendant, "sorry about the delay. It seems as if everyone waits until the last minute to get ready for a long trip." The minister chuckled. "I know what you mean. It's the same in my business." The waiting of Advent is over. Today I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born for us. His name is Christ, and he is the Lord. This morning Jesus is in the manger. The wait is over, and our Savior for the world has arrived. According to the Gospel of Luke, Caesar Augustus had ordered a census. A Roman census was taken to aid military recruitment or tax collection. The Jews didn't have to serve in the Roman army, but they couldn't avoid paying taxes, sort of like you and me. Everyone had to travel to their ancestral home to be enrolled. Joseph, being of the lineage of David, had a long trip to abide by the demands of the Emperor Augustus. He traveled from Nazareth to Judea to the city of David, called Bethlehem. It was there that Jesus, the son of the house of David and the son of God, the long-awaited Prince of Peace, was born. Mary and Joseph were just ordinary folk, a young girl and a carpenter, hardly royal material. Mary, the mother of Jesus, traveled on the back of a donkey from the southern tip of the Sea of Galilee to the northern edge of the Dead Sea. Some 70 miles, they say, yet when I look at the map, it looks like a lot more than 70 miles to me. Not an easy trip, especially for a pregnant woman. Had Mary simply wanted to avoid a lot of fuss and unpleasantness, she would have never accepted God's invitation. To the everlasting benefit of human history, she chose to go along with God's plan, even though it was inconvenient at best. Joseph could have easily denied God's request. He had the perfect out. Mary was pregnant, and the child was not his. No one would have condemned Joseph for rejecting God's plan. It seemed both Mary and Joseph knew that the trip to Bethlehem was for something very special. It seemed that Mary and Joseph knew that their son would become the Savior of the world. It seemed that Mary and Joseph had given their hearts, their souls, and their minds to glorify God, knowing that their child would bring salvation to all. It came time for the baby to be born. We know the story. There was no room in the inn for Mary and Joseph, no place for them to stay. So Mary and Joseph ended up in the stables, placing their newborn son in a manger, a feeding trough for animals. But the wait was over. In the dark of that Christmas Eve, there was an angelic explosion. An angel appeared to the shepherds, watching over their flocks, and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The good news was not revealed in the palace halls, but in the fields to the poor and the lonely. These mangy, stinking, bathless shepherds were the least likely to have God's favor on them. It was the shepherds that brought the good news that the wait was over for all mankind. The birth of Jesus had come to deliver everyone from sin and death. God's salvation through the birth of Jesus Christ was a savior for all of humanity. This Christmas morning, you and I celebrate the long-awaited coming of the Son of God. God is here to look after our welfare and bring reconciliation to a new year. The good news is that Jesus will rescue humanity from alienation and restore us with a right relationship with God. You and I can trust and hope in God's plan because His plan is the perfect plan to enter into our lives in a wonderful way. It only takes a yes, a simple yes, as Mary responded to God, a simple yes, as Joseph responded to God, a simple yes, as Jesus responded to God. And God said yes to you and to me. Yes, I love you. Yes, I want to be the Lord of your life. Yes, I will live out your plan for my life, Lord. Others of us may find it harder to respond to God this Christmas. Perhaps this has been a year of pain and sorrow. Perhaps there are no lights on the tree. Some stockings remain unfolded. Perhaps we're not waiting for the birth of a child, but we're experiencing the death of a loved one. Perhaps the choir of the multitude seem muffled this holiday season. Maybe this Christmas we're hoping that the hurt will be lifted from us. Whether our response is with loud clanging voices or muted soft humming, Christmas is the time that we gather together, holding one another in love, allowing the Christ child to break through again this year to start anew. This Christmas, God is born in any cradle we will offer Him, in any room we will make available to Him, in any of our hearts that we will open to Him. God is right here in the middle of our ordinary lives, in the best of times, and especially in the difficult times. Being here today is one way you and I can accept God's invitation. We know there is something special here on this Christmas morning. We choose to go along with God's plan. As we share in the bread of life, you and I bring all that we have to worship our Savior. We find good news and great joy in the celebration of the long-awaited coming of the Son of God. Amen.